This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, more of Bob on Zoom, plus Larry King and Josh and Bread. All coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All material. The old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
That's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
In today's tight economy, everyone is looking to save a buck. And if you think the cost of living is high, you should check out the cost of dying. Funerals are more expensive than ever. But now there's a way to save money. We're two guys and a hearse. Two guys and a hearse will pick your body up at home and drop you off at the nearest cemetery. No annoying funeral processions or expensive undertakers. Just two big guys and a long station wagon. Two guys and a hearse.
All right.
It's the cheapest way to get where you're going when you're dead. From the same company that brought you the backyard crematory system, the Hibachi Torium. Two guys and a hearse. Not affiliated with the burial service, two guys and a shovel. And coming soon, it's the female escort service that will meet you anytime, any place.
Oh, yeah?
It's two chicks and a van.
Oh.
Yeah. Call today.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
This is Tom speaking. Then I go to my right, I see Christy Lee behind the glass.
Hi, everybody.
Christy Lee under glass sounds like a special treat, doesn't it?
It's like a meal I'd eat.
visiting someone in jail?
No, I was thinking more of a Danny Thomas.
Okay.
I guess you'd be on top of the glass.
Be over the glass.
Be under the, sorry, there's Bob on the Zoom. We've got Bob on Zoom from his home. You can see he's got some cool Beatles stuff framed in back of him.
A few things, yeah.
A plastic dog, and then two giant screens with rotating stuff on them. Not quite sure.
Boy, that really brings
screensavers.
He paints a picture.
No, but I see sort of silhouettes of women and
sure, yeah.
Various.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I just want to.
The female form is the greatest thing God ever invented.
Absolutely, just
so
celebrating
and Wi-Fi. Now let's.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well,
Wi-Fi
you're right. When you're right,
us.
You're right, Jim.
Yeah. Wi-Fi was purely invented for us to enjoy the female
exactly.
form.
Exactly. Which came first? I did. Oh yeah.
Exactly. Years ago, you would have said cable. And
yeah.
now,
right.
Satellite
yeah.
delivery or
no
whatever.
No wires
it is.
Now. Wires.
Okay. Now, let's just move forward here. We do have Christy at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk. What have you got over there?
Well, the fraternity has announced this year's freshmen can still pledge online. According to Delta Sigma Phi Fraternity Executive Director and CEO Philip Rodriguez, the frat is holding meetings every Sunday night via Zoom. They have since created an online portal similar to Zoom that connects 500 brothers. And if students need to remain socially distanced in the fall, Delta Sigma Pi intends to initiate members online. The process will still need approval from the North American Interfraternity Conference. In lieu of parties, Rodriguez said frat houses have been holding virtual game and trivia nights.
So if they're going to do
the same.
Yeah, the initiation. Yeah, hey, now you really do have that marshmallow crack in your ass, right?
Well, you have a camera now. You'll have to prove as you walk up the stairs.
Yeah, picture didn't happen, right?
That's right.
You don't have pants on, right?
Why would I wear pants?
Yeah. Did you hear that? There was a cop. Well, I forget where
in
that
Maryland,
was.
I believe.
In Maryland, yeah.
Or Massachusetts, one of the two. I have
they
the story.
They put an online post out saying you must wear pants when you go to get your mail.
Yep.
And it said, you know who you are.
Do you think it's more than one?
I strongly disagree.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in Maryland. They're reminding residents they need to wear pants when they go get the mail. The post serves as a reminder that despite the COVID-19 pandemic, some dress code rules still remain in effect. This is in Tatentown Police Department Facebook page.
Supposedly people are doing these Zoom business calls without their pants on.
Why not?
Well, first of all, nobody's out driving. Everyone's supposed to be inside, so if I walk out to my mailbox with no pants on, who's going to see me?
Yes.
Your next-door neighbor who's going out to get his mail. I think,
all right.
I think at the same
So are they
time.
Not wearing underwear either?
Well, they have to be, wouldn't
Donald,
they?
Donald Duck in it?
Why? What's the point?
Porky Pig in it?
I think if you had underwear on, it would be okay. It would be a violation of the law if you were...
Well, sure, you're exposing yourself.
Yeah. So.
Well, going out of your house is violating the law.
Well, I mean, you're allowed to go get your mail, I think. wait a minute.
Not the way I want to.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom Show, USA. It's Larry King here.
Hey, Larry, how are you?
Hey, Bob, how are you, my man?
Fantastic, Larry.
Good to see you. Hey, I got an update on my Situation Room diary as I deal with the coronavirus.
Oh, good.
Day 15, 10 a.m. Man, I miss the simple things. I miss catching a movie at the local theater. I miss going to a sports bar, watching the game, and arguing with the guy on the next stool about the umpire's calls. I miss being served a big plate of wings by a bosomy waitress. I miss the satisfying thunk of a pool cue that it makes when I crack it over the skull of that jerk next to me who keeps defending the stupid umpire. And I miss my weekly strip poker games with Cloris Leachman, Mitzi Gaynor, Gabe Kaplan, and Verdeen White, the bass player from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Man, what a specimen. You know, that guy likes to push in his ante and not use his hands. Okay, Verdeen, we get it. You're huge. Now put that thing away.
Oh, that's a very unusual way to play poker.
Noon. No good deed goes unpunished. I wanted to do something nice for my postal carrier, so I put a little gift in the mailbox for her.
Oh, that's nice.
In retrospect, I probably should have just left an envelope of cash, but I thought she might be lonely, maybe in need of a pet. So I stuffed a feral cat in the mailbox. Well, when she opened it to slide in my cable bill, the cat came flying out like the Tasmanian devil on those Bugs Bunny cartoons, just a cyclone of claws and teeth. It was not at all how I expected it to go. You know, you try to do something nice, and now all of a sudden I'm the jerk. Meanwhile, Vin Diesel gets to play the big hero just because he comes running down the driveway with a first aid kit. Hell, man, I got cotton balls too, Vin. I just don't feel the need to make such a big deal out of it. 1 p.m. Also, I really miss being packed in an elevator, in a crowded elevator with people, and then cutting a giant cheek flapping fart and going, "Hey, Mildred, did you step on a duck?" Damn it. Will I get my normal back?
Sorry, Larry.
I'm Larry King. Bye, gang.
Bye, Larry.
Bye, Bobby.
Bye.
Thanks, Larry. We appreciate it. Christy.
Demand is surging for a robot called RoboPony. The 27-inch-tall, 90-pound robot from Zen Robotics is a self-driving cart that can deliver groceries and offer patrol services. It was recently used by one of China's biggest retailers to deliver food and other necessities to households during the pandemic. The government there also included the robo pony on an official list of anti-epidemic new technology. There's a whole new...
Wouldn't it have been wiser to have it deliver vaccines instead?
Yeah. Well, if we had one.
Have you seen this?
No, I haven't, but I love the name Robo Pony.
Robo Pony.
I hear a little jingle in my head.
Yeah.
Robo Pony.
And the real fast ones, of course, would be the Robo Pony Express.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Kit Carson, is that who that was?
Kit Carson.
Well, I think we might be in rarefied air here with that reference. I think that Pony Express.
Kit Carson?
I don't.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You could just put like a horse head on that Roomba you've got, Christy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Roomba was at it yesterday.
Really?
I love that thing.
Now, what's your analysis of the Roomba, Josh?
Oh, yeah. Josh does an imitation of a Roomba.
Oh, yeah. But ran over 3 Cheerios. It's full.
Well, fortunately, I don't have that problem. So it works. Hey, in case you need a new phone to take pictures of your cat with, Apple will be releasing a new cheaper iPhone this month. The second generation iPhone SE was introduced on Wednesday. It will sell for as little as $399. In contrast, the higher end version of the iPhone 11 sells for over $1,000. The updated phone SE is essentially the same as 2017's iPhone 8 and 8 Plus, but it's powered by the same A13 processing chip as the iPhone 11. Online orders for the SE will begin today. First deliveries are expected next Friday,
who's
April
24th. Them?
Oh,
well, I guess Americans.
Yeah. I doubt it.
Well, they're back to work in China.
Oh, are they?
Some of the places, yes.
But see, obviously, the Apple stores are closed.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be strictly okay.
Online orders.
I'm surprised someone hasn't come out with something that cost exactly $1,200.
Why is that?
Why?
The stimulus check. I gotcha, yeah.
Oh, your stimulus check.
Yeah.
Why not buy a variety of things, Tom?
Yes. I just think it'd be someone to have an ad campaign. Hey, do you happen to have exactly $1,200?
Right.
Well, Robo Pony sounds right up your alley.
How about a Robo Pony?
Yeah, just what I need.
Although that's audio of a Robo Pony.
Robo Pony.
I didn't know we had it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Bob, do you like eating apples?
I love apples.
Aha.
Oh, God.
Now we got a topic.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So yesterday. I found
favorite
this.
Favorite fruit.
I've tried to do some fun stories that are about things that aren't about this coronavirus thing. So I found this story I thought was super cool.
Here you go. Here, Bob, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
A team of retirees, because I know you're probably looking for stuff to do in your retirement.
Oh, yeah.
Life.
You know, I'm so bored.
Mm-hmm.
Bobbing for apples. You'd be perfect.
You would be perfect.
Bobbing apples.
They're searching for long-forgotten orchards. And they've rediscovered 10 pioneer-era apple varieties that were believed to be extinct. The apples, positively identified as previously lost, were among hundreds of fruits collected last fall from 140-year-old orchards tucked into small canyons or hidden in forests in rural Idaho and in Washington State.
Isn't that cool?
I think so.
The group
does it say what type of apples?
No, they have 23 apple varieties, though, that they've found as part of their Lost Apple Project. And in the winter, they take wood cuttings that can be grafted onto rootstock to propagate new trees of the varieties.
So they're bringing these apples back.
So they'll be coming back.
They could be the greatest apples we've ever had.
Yeah.
They've
brought a couple new ones out that are really great tasting.
Or they could be the worst ever because they let them die.
No joke.
You're right.
And was the orchard missing if no one was looking for it?
Good point.
And how did they know that they were missing?
Yes.
How would you know?
These are all good questions.
They have teams of men looking for apple orchards.
They have people.
Seems like we can take that money and do something else.
These people are doing this on their own. If they're going to discover some great apple and you're going to say, boy, I'm glad some old guy spent some time going through old newspapers looking for...
Are there old guys looking for citrus trees in Florida?
Wait a minute, I hope so. I'd love to have a new
one. So in your scenario, you look through old newspapers to find old brands of apples that don't exist anymore, and then
no, they'd go through listings of farms, and they would. This is a really cool thing. I saw a news report on this a couple years ago, and there are certain trees that they have multiple apples on them. They're trying to bring back great brands. I remember my mom before she died many years ago. She said chicken doesn't taste like chicken anymore.
And what's it taste like?
It tasted like whatever the chemicals and crap they were putting in chickens.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
So, okay. I mean, there may be some great tasting stuff out there, but, you know, certain apple things go away, like, Bob, the iPod Nano.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Nature selected
that, too. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think I think it's really cool. I mean, it's I wanted to find something kind of fun that some people are doing that's interesting. I mean, it's not like they're out there looking for Bigfoot, Josh.
Well, that's also that's important work.
Yeah, you think maybe
you know
one
what?
Of these
if
old
looking,
folks.
If looking for missing orchards important, Bigfoot's important.
Yeah, thank you.
No, but they're finding missing orchards. They're finding great apples.
Well, and they'll find Bigfoot because that he loves apples.
He sure does.
Wouldn't it be great if there's you know Bigfoot going, these Granny Smiths are good. Oh, my God, I just got caught.
I just saw a brand new video of Bigfoot.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And it's still blurry today.
Amazing, isn't it?
That's now, very compelling.
With the technology we have in our hands with a phone, you would think you can get a clear picture of Bigfoot, but for some reason, he's always fuzzy.
Yeah. Well, we don't know if the Sasquatch has some sort of scrambling.
Is that what he is? Yeah. He's pixelated all the time.
Maybe Bigfoot ate all the apples. Maybe he's responsible.
Yeah, don't spoil it for Josh, Bob. Josh wants to believe. He loves conspiracy theories because nothing random can happen in this world. Everything has to have evil person behind it.
No, not true. Yeah. There's plenty of random happening. I just like to keep my mind open to the possibility of things.
Mm-hmm. Cryptozoology.
Are you keeping your mind open to the possibility of Bigfoot, or do you think it's a big scam?
I think a lot of what we've seen is fake, but I do believe. I like to believe that there is something out there that it all stemmed from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like to believe I'm going to get off the show and get a check for $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Keep believing.
Yeah.
Keep believing, Josh.
Yes. Keep hope alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's going to happen is.
Keep hope alive.
What's going to happen is
you'll get off of and the check for
Bigfoot's going to get tested positive for coronavirus.
Yeah.
Hey, well, we finally found him. He had to come in and we put him on a respirator.
You know, if Bigfoot knew that everyone was looking for him, he would be a TV star, a movie star. Sure. He would be the biggest thing in the history of mankind. Yet he continues to hide.
Yeah.
He's shy. He'd be on TikTok.
He's shy.
He likes his privacy.
He does. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Okay. Christy, we got time for one more. What do you got?
Space scientists have been using the coronavirus lockdown as an opportunity to test isolation in astronauts for a mission to Mars. 60 students are participating in the Mars dry run by staying confined within their dorm rooms in the southern city of Toulouse, France.
What?
Now, admittedly, this experiment does not exactly replicate space flight, especially since the students can go outside once a day.
What? Fraud.
They still complete computer-based tests, keep a journal, and fill out a questionnaire every 5 days.
Wait a minute.
What are they going to find?
So the guy that they finally picked the guy. He's, I can't wait. And halfway through, he doesn't want to, he wants to turn around.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yes. I can't do this. I'm turning this ship around.
But this,
and you can't.
They're kids in their dorm room.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, they're.
What are you going to find on the way to Mars? There are a lot of stiff socks.
Oh, my. I'm sure that they've have some sort of receptacle on the spacecraft for that.
Can't use toilet paper.
Perhaps like a tube that just...
Like personal hygiene and bathroom activity. It's all suction-based.
I hope no one financed this experiment. It sounds like
somebody had to, if I would think. Okay. Unless they're getting extra credit for it at school.
Okay. Maybe they can find yeast on Mars, because you can't find it around here.
No, you can't.
Is there a yeast shortage?
Because you can't just make yeast. I mean, it has to grow.
What are you, microbrewing? What are you doing?
Are you making your own beer? What do you got over there?
Josh, this may come as a shock to you, but those sandwiches that you enjoy so much, they're made with bread.
Yeah, they sell bread.
You don't have to make your own anymore, right?
It's readily available.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to make your own bread. You can make,
it is.
Have you ever made bread, Josh?
No, of course not.
Okay. You ever made
our house has turned into a bakery. My wife, Becky, is baking bread almost every day.
Yeah, it's big fun.
It's wonderful.
My dad delicious. Used to bake bread, and it was delicious, but no, I'm not doing it.
And you don't want to add that step between...
Between what? Slapping the jelly?
Grocery store and sandwich and car.
Sandwich and car! I can't even make it home! No! You go to the grocery store, you're eating in the car,
Josh. That's right.
I'm making a grilled cheese in my engine block.
You can't wait! Gosh, what a jerk you are.
You think when I grocery shop, I get up to the cash register, and half of the things are eaten, and I just hand wrappers. I go, trying to scan the wrapper. I had that hoagie in an aisle four. Yeah.
So one time I ran into Josh at the grocery store, I snuck up behind him and took a picture of his cart. Remember what was in it?
I do. It was a lot of healthy food, if you remember correctly.
On like top what? Was what?
On top were about three or four boxes of Chocodiles. the chocolate-covered Twinkie.
Which are amazing, oh, in his defense.
And which were not available at the time in Missouri, so I was sending them to a friend for her birthday.
Okay.
Oh, I've used that line before.
I was sending her...
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? Can you pay me more?
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those Weekend Golf Guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.